The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
American country singer Garth Brooks is set to return to Ireland for two concerts at least in Croke Park next September. Brooks had five concerts planned, of course, here in 2014, but when opposition from local residents forced the cancellation of two of them, the singer famously cancelled them all. And Colm Stevens, Clonliffe and Croke Park Area Residents Association PRO is on the line. Colm, your reaction to this, because obviously he's confirmed two dates, but Dublin City Council have given permission, if I'm right in thinking this, for up to five. What do you make of it?
Well, yes, you're correct. They have given permission. They have already got permission for three, and then they've given recently permission for two more, making five in total. Plus, in addition to the two Ed Sheeran concerts for which they got permission earlier on in the year, making a possible seven in total. So our position remains as always has been. We think that three concerts a year maximum should go ahead. That's what's outlined in the original planning permission for the stadium, with very good reason by Bord Pleanála, because it really impacts the area. And so anything more than three in a year, we would object to. We think it's unfair. It's nothing more than an exercise in corporate greed. It doesn't do anything for the area bar a few low-paid, jobs and a few minimum wage jobs selling hamburgers and hats.
More than that, Colm. I know what you're saying, but in fairness, hotel rooms will be booked, bars will be full, restaurants will be full. There will be a huge, particularly if they have the five gigs, there will be a huge multi-million influx of money into Dublin from this.
What I said was it doesn't do anything for the area.
But surely people in the area work in those industries, do they not, around Dublin?
Can I just finish? What it means is that a huge amount of money will flow out of the country, in fact, because as corporate profits are repatriated by the artists, for example. And you can see the area here after...
Are you, Colm, I have to challenge
years.
You. Are you really
can
suggesting that... No, you've said your point. A huge amount of money will flow out of the area... Anyone can see that money will flow into Dublin from having these concerts. Like that is the case in a country that has been starved of events and hospitality for a very long period of time.
What you can see is that after 100 years of Croke Park and 20 or 30 years of these concerts, there's been no improvement in the area. There's been no improvement in the.
But that's like saying that concerts were supposed to fix the area. That's not really rational. With regard to this, seven concerts is less than 2% of the nights in any given year. You live next to a national amenity. A lot of people would say that Croke Park doesn't just belong to the people of the North Inner City or of North Dublin.
Indeed,
that it's a national amenity.
This is exactly what was addressed when the planning permission was given. The planning permission says essentially that it is not a suitable place for these concerts because it's plonked right in the middle of a very dense residential area. But it noted that it could make an exception in order to fund the building of the stadium, that they could have three concerts a year in order to raise money for the building of the stadium. Now that has been retained by Croke Park and retained by the council. This planning permission is recognised, and that is the compromise that we think is fair.
Okay. And that, will you as a group? I know it was the local residents that objected and blocked the last set of concerts. Will you do the same with this?
Legally, there is no route that we can take to object to these concerts. So we have to consider our position on that.
Okay, look, thank you for speaking to us this morning about all of that. That is obviously the local area, Colm Stevens, Clonliffe and Croke Park Area Residents Association, PRO, not happy at all with the...
We may need the Mexican ambassador yet, Ciara. He was brought in the last time, remember, to try and mitigate over the five concerts.
Much good as it did us.